Right now, whether it's an organization or government, we're polarized. Anytime we vote, it seems like there's winners and losers. I'd like to propose a different way of decision-making. Hi, my name is Pat Bosco. Our podcast gives us an opportunity to visit with you about strategies and techniques that deal specifically with authenticity, the ability to be sincere, responsive, and caring to those we serve. I'd like for us to move toward consensus building. What that means as an alternative is for us to look for ways we agree and not disagree. Look for ways that give us a chance to come together, that the glass is half full, not leaking all the time. My interest is for us to work toward a process that's different than voting. Polarization often results in voting. So the way I present consensus building is we begin by working with a group that understands the vision and understands what we're all about. And not to assume that just because we're around a table and we're wearing the same colors and we belong to the same organization, that we're on the same page. That we ought to be able to make sure that before we move on to step number two with consensus building, that we genuinely understand why we're around the table, that we define the answer to the why question. Once we've reached an agreement there, and there's no problem with that, that we're all on the same page in terms of why we've joined an organization or why we're employed in a particular group, that I'd like to move toward recognizing that we have an opportunity. One of my mentors, Dr. Chester Peters, our longtime Vice President for Student Affairs for 30-some-odd years, was my first mentor. And he always talked about opportunities, not problems or concerns, but opportunities, a chance for us to make a difference. So I'd like to begin by expressing to the group that we have an opportunity to make ourselves better as a group. And then at that point, let's enter into brainstorming. What I mean by that is that let's have an opportunity, 5 minutes, 15 minutes, a period of time where anyone could express any idea to respond to the opportunity, and we express no value whatsoever. We just go ahead and let people express themselves. I think this could generate some excitement. Certainly, after a while, you forget about who generated what idea, that it gives us a chance to get all ideas to respond to a potential opportunity on the table. No values, we just have a chance for us to share. I have seen leaders in all kinds of organizations start off with, let's brainstorm, and the minute someone expresses an idea, they turn and say, that's a stupid idea, we've tried that. Well, that defeats the opportunity for us to share. So I'd like to begin step one in terms of consensus building. Let's make sure we agree upon a vision, not assume that we're all on the same page there. Second, that we move toward brainstorming to respond to a specific opportunity. Once we have a list of ideas, the leader, the person who's hopefully going to move us forward in a positive direction, looks for some low-hanging fruit. What are some things that we've suggested that we could respond in a positive way? Not that we're going to be in total agreement, but that we are mutually agreed that we're going to move in this direction or that direction, that we not vote. So I propose that we move toward consensus building, that we start off with an agenda that is very clear. Let's make sure we know why we're here and we all agree upon that. Second, that we move toward an opportunity to make a difference for us to get better. And third, use brainstorming as a valuable tool in your arsenal to try to make an authentic, sincere difference in your ability not to polarize, but to look toward a chance for us to move forward in a positive way with things we mutually agree upon.